Welcome to the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Join Taskmaster 4450 and John G. Olson each and every week as they dive into the crazy world of cryptocurrency. If you are new to crypto or you've been through a few bear markets in the past, this podcast is for you. It's time to start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to another fun-filled episode of the Cryptomaniacs Podcast. Should I sing the jingles going on? Go forward? No? No?
Sure.
No?
Let's get you in the studio and get you recorded.
I'm very professional, Task, just in case you haven't guessed yet. This is the Maniacs Podcast. Glorious January, minus 40 degrees here this week, Celsius. People, so what is that in Fahrenheit? Well, when it's that cold, folks, it's basically the same. So, yeah. Nice and chipper here this week. I was going to ask,
but I didn't want you to do a tutorial on using Google to find out what the temperature is from Celsius to Fahrenheit.
Similar to when you put it on the Threadcast, hey, we're going to go live at 3 p.m. Eastern. And what time are you going live?
Yeah, what time is it in my time zone? Fuck if I know. I don't live in your time zone. I don't know your time zone.
Google University is a beautiful thing, folks. So we'll touch on a few things before we get into it, but we have like a ton of questions in the Threadcast. Like, people showed up. I guess folks are really enjoying this earlier schedule, let's say, of you and I exchanging pleasantries.
It works for people overseas, for the Nigerians and anybody else who's on that side of the Atlantic, with the exception of Eliana, who likes to tune in about 2 a.m. or whatever her time. But, most reasonable people are asleep.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
Plus, we did get the podcast up before the AMA, and that I think may have
contributed. Shall we touch on the AMA?
Sure, if you want. You're reading the show.
So for the first 45 minutes, it was the crypto markets with Cal and Scaredy Cat. Like, I'm sitting there, I was like, dude, like, I'm sure Bitcoin is fantastic, and apparently January 10th is a big deal. I just want to know what's going on with Leo.
These fucking guys fancy themselves, crypto traders, which is fine if you're going to do it, but have a crypto trading show. I've bitched about that a number of times where, they feel they have to make everybody aware of their portfolios. I don't give a fuck about your portfolio. I mean, I really don't. It's like, I don't tune in the AMA to get market advice from those two. I mean, right. I don't tune in to anybody to get market advice because I don't care, but it's just baffling.
Yeah, I get, I think it's part of the DNA of Leo. Now, even though we are trying to promote Leo as like this capture all format and you can post about anything, the DNA of this platform is Leo Finance. And for whatever reason, it's just like, it's like never forgetting your roots, I guess.
Think if you are going to want to extend outward, having one of the main players on your AMA, not talking finance and markets, is probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. You're not going to break that by sitting there for 45 minutes talking about fucking markets. And investing.
Obviously, as you know, you and I both are super bullish on Leo, and I want all the Leo news.
You tune into the AMA. Do you want relationship advice from Scaredy Cat next?
Choice of football teams to cheer for by Scaredy Cat, right?
It's what the fuck you talking about? Why don't you have an episode on the top NHL teams? It's like, this is about the Leo AMA. Maybe I'll post an article about this bullshit.
I didn't mean to stir it up, but the big takeaway for me,
dude, I've had this sticking in my craw for a while. Every time they do this bullshit, and so, you know,
this is why this week in Leo exists.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
This is why you've rebranded it to This Week in Leo.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you know.
Yeah. It's an adventure. The big takeaway for me was, and there was one of the questions in the threadcast today about, you know, that post I made yesterday about the 274. Mm-hmm. I noticed Cal was upvoting everyone that was commenting and taking part in the threadcast. So a few things. One, the stability of threads was really, really solid for the threadcast. There was no hiccups at all on my end. I don't know if there was for you, but it seemed like the devs really got that hammered down because I didn't see any lag, anything for threadcast.
Well, since they went live with LeoNode and got some things straightened out, I mean, I think they had a few issues right off the bat, which is expected. Right. But there hasn't been any problem with Leo. You know, there was problems over the weekend, but that was Hive nodes. I mean, maybe Leo was attacked too. That maybe their API, every API node got attacked. I don't know. But since they moved threads off there, now, I mean, occasionally you have something missed, but I think the witness nodes are acting up because I've had situations where, you know, Hive blocks wasn't working still. So that's a witness node.
I was poking around some other front ends today just for poops and giggles.
Yeah,
and
I went to
Peak D. Did you see what I just threaded out?
No.
Like Peak here, I'll share this right now on look at this. I got to show this to you because I'm like, someone explain this to me, please, Lord, explain this to me. Here we go. Here I am. Do you notice anything about that?
I can't see it.
Well, you can't see it, but if you saw
it says it's real big. 274 formula Leo style.
But I'm, if you look at the header, and you'd have to like look at my profile, maybe it's not showing it here, but that entire profile header as well as description is from when I was on Steam. That's a Steam logo that I used to use on Steam.
It says, there it
working
is. Yeah.
Hard to add value to Steam. And then an old image on my profile pic. What is going on?
Yeah, I see that. I noticed that. I don't know. I haven't been to, I went to Peak D, but I just used it to do some voting. I didn't do anything else there. So, I don't know.
That's weird.
It's, you know, could they be replaying a node? I don't know. It's, yeah, there's some squirrely stuff and you know, people want to attack Leo. And I mean, Leo's been a target, rightly so, for a while, but this may not be Leo. And somebody else mentioned Peak D and Ecency. Ecency was having some issues. So, I mean, to me, that's now you're probably moving past the API nodes now and you're moving into something with the witness nodes. You know, that'd be something for Nifty, are we having problems, you know, to answer,
right.
You know, but certainly that's something I'm going to straighten out or even diagnose.
Yeah. Right. But the one thing I was mentioning was that 274 that I just shared there, that little Leo example. And like I was saying, Cal was upvoting everyone. So I made a thread right after the AMA. I said, here's the biggest takeaway for me, be active, because I'm just doing rough math. If you were active at that threadcast and AMA today, you earned a ton of Leo. Like I'm sure some people walked out of there with about 100 Leo just by taking action today and being active. So what's the excuse now? Because we always have, the nodes suck. I can't do this. You know, the whales are this and that and third, and there's excuses out the yin yang. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here looking at the people that are actually being active, and getting upvoted by every single account Cal had. I was upvoting people. One Alpha was upvoting. You were upvoting people. I mean, yeah. Anyways, that's the
you drop shit in our thread cache. You and I aren't Cal, but I mean, we go through and upload most of that stuff. You got a mega vote on one of your threads, by an accident. But that's OP stuff happens. If you didn't make the thread, you wouldn't have gotten the vote. And
pretty sure they rescinded that one. I mean, $38 for one thread was a pretty generous, but.
I mean, it's like anything else. The Florida lottery says you have to be in it to win it. And it's not that complicated. None of this is a complicated process. It's like, if you want larger payouts, get more active. If you want larger ad revenue, get more active. Click on more pages. Do more activity online. And that, will feed into everything. And it's just like, when you start building stuff, it just grows and grows and grows. But, even Scary Cat, well, I'm posting a blog post once every 3 days. Well, you're not serious. I mean, come on, get real.
Yeah. There's no excuse for not being active on Leo, because every major token holder in Leo, I'm not going to say every because I can't speak for everyone, but the majority of the large token holders want to see the activity and they will upvote you.
Yeah, I mean, it's we have to use our upvote somewhere, and it's either on blog posts or on threads. So, comments, which are on blog posts. What are you doing?
Yeah, look at this right here. I mean, this is the first little bit of the threadcast from everybody's questions, and I'm looking at tokenized right there. That's 42, so that's 6 Leo, so 3 Leo he's going to earn from that. I made a comment, 6.7, so that's 3.7 Leo I'm gonna make from these are one comment each. Mm-hmm. I digress. Tokenize says he wants to pump it all the way to the top. Hope the electric company doesn't sabotage them him like it did last week. But Tokenized is in Vim right now, being a product of the product, and we appreciate him, even if he has weird taste in beer. I can't say that Heineken was my favorite. Anyways, early afternoon shenanigans by me. You said you were more of a hooligan, so I went and posted a House of Pain. Shamrocks and Shenanigans, 1992 classic hip hop song, just for you to ask.
I'm going to downvote that motherfucker.
Don't downvote. Downvotes kill unicorns. Sadcree says it's Cryptomaniac's time again. Indeed. Chichi Easy says anticipating to learn new things. Let's go live, Lions. Well, disclaimer, learning stuff with Task and I, it's 50-50. Sometimes you might. Other times you might just look at our glasses, which are epic. Anyways, perfect. Tokenized starts us off. So I guess this week we'll have an ETF related question. What do you guys think? Is it getting approved? And if it does, then what? Here's how much time I've spent. I don't even know what this thing is. I mean, Bitcoin ETF. Okay, cool. This is how much time I've spent. Zero. I kind of got into it with Logical Dude today, not get into it, but just went back and forth. And I said, like, you're never going to control the markets. It's like trying to control politics. Like, people lose their mind over markets. They lose their mind over politics. Anything I say or do has absolutely zero bearing on whether or not that Bitcoin ETF launches tomorrow. Nothing.
It's so true. Why unless am I you're Gary, unless you suddenly became Gary Gensler or his best friend.
That's it.
You probably have zero impact, which is
so why am I? But what do you think? I mean, I have no idea. I don't have a comment. It's like whatever. Business is normal.
It's scanning the headlines. I mean, people are anticipating it. I don't. It's all up to Gary Gensler. See, this is how the U.S. how these departments work. You have a chair or whatever you want to call it, a vice chair. They don't mean anything other than the chair. So this is Gensler's call. You know, Joe Biden's drooling all over himself, so he's not saying anything. But whoever's pulling the strings in the Biden administration has given Gensler his walking marching orders. So I felt last week that they're going to approve it because Goldman Sachs has gotten involved with BlackRock. Gensler's a Goldman guy. And for a long time, I thought Gensler wanted to kill crypto, but probably, I don't know, at some point last year, maybe the end of 2022, maybe it was earlier last year. I don't know. But it dawned on me and I flipped and I said, this guy doesn't want to kill crypto. He wants to put it in the hands of Wall Street. He's a Wall Street dude. So now that you got BlackRock, now that you have Goldman, I think JP Morgan is involved as a custodian or something. Now it's in the hands of his buddy. So I think it goes through. And then you might actually have Bitcoin sell off after it. It could be one of those sell the news or buy the news, sell the event.
Right.
But I can answer that question better on Thursday.
There you go. Perfect. It follows that up with, what would happen to the rewards pool in a hypothetical scenario where only a single vote is cast on all Hive for the entire day? Would that mean the pool for the next day would go higher?
No, that would be, it would all be distributed on that one vote.
Hmm.
If there was only one vote placed during that window, then that vote all of a sudden increases. The reason why your vote is affected and why you see it changing is because the system's constantly monitoring what's going on in terms of what votes have been placed, what voting weight, you know, what voting power. Right. And it's just constantly adjusting that right up to, you know, when the last vote is cast on each individual post or comment. And so it's constantly adjusting. But if there was a period of 24 hours or whatever the window is, I don't even know what the window is, you know, because it's kind of ongoing. But if there was a long stretch, nobody voted but one person, you know, and that wasn't altered during the week, because don't forget, this doesn't only go based upon when you're doing the voting. It goes based upon the 7-day window on those posts that were in there. So you got two things going on simultaneously, is, you know, the actual voting activity taking place at that time, plus what's being voted on, even though it wasn't written, you know, today, it may have been written 5 days ago. If you place a vote on that, that's affecting that. So, you know, it then affects all the payouts associated with that post, naturally. Mm. So, you know, it's a very fluid system, but no, you wouldn't have where, okay, well, only one vote worth $3 was posted. So now the next day we got, I don't know, whatever, a million, you know, double it up from 500,000 to a million. No, that wouldn't happen.
Brando's up, and, you know, he's joking around saying this is going to be about the ETFs, but he actually, in a future comment, and I'm looking at this right now. Maybe I'll scroll down so you can see it and we'll go back. I want to show you this. I know you're going to say you can't see it, but he threaded out the top thread creators, and he is number one up top.
How many?
It's almost 400.
Well, that's pathetic.
Yeah. Well,
honestly, that's pathetic that the leading threader of the week didn't even hit 400. Well, yeah, sir. I'm not saying anything against Brando. No.
You don't get the context of this post of what he's saying.
Well, he's saying
okay, the numbers. You're going to say
he's number one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good for him.
Who's number five on that list? You.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Me.
Who's number two on that list?
Probably you.
This guy.
How many did you do?
I don't know. Almost 370 or something like that.
You know, I probably did between threads. I probably did that many blog posts over that period. Well, not 370.
Let me live a little bit in glory for a second.
This is, also, you only just started, but this is just showing you why the numbers are pathetic. It's like there's people on Hive. If you look in their Twitter accounts over the last 7 days, I guarantee you they did well over 1,000 tweets and comments.
No.
You know, it's... What is 370 a day? Or 350 is what? 70 a day? You know. Wow. Okay, that's a fair amount. But if you're engaging, I mean, you know, there's weeks where Sadkri did over 1,000.
Right. Well, that's what we need. We need more people. If we had 100 people doing 500 a week.
Yeah, then you have a lot more stuff to comment on. Your For You feed has more stuff. It all comes down to, you know, and my numbers are down on threading because I'm spending all my time on Leo Glossary. But it requires spending time. It's like Cal was saying on the AMA. It's like, use the damn front end. And it's like, we don't have many people using the front end, so not many people are even getting any type of evergreen payout. You know, it's pretty mind-boggling. But, I mean, I understand there were UI issues, especially on mobile, and maybe mobile is a little difficult for Leo, at least for long form. But for threads...
Yeah. Sadkri is here saying that the numbers are pathetic and you and him did 3,000 one week. So yes, we are a shell of what you and Sadkri do, but you know what, let Brando and I live for a little bit here. Like, you know,
well, again, it's not no slight at you guys because you guys were the top bananas for the week, but where is everybody? Where are the super users? Why? What? Once again, you know, one person pulls back. What happens to the numbers? And, and Sadkri and I, we just had engagement. I mean, it's not that hard to get engagement. No. I mean, how many comments were on the AMA?
Oh, there was 250, I think, at last count. There might have been more. Yeah.
Okay, 300.
Who knows? But yeah, it's just, we just need to use this stuff more and more. And I like what you said with one of your comments on the Threadcast. This is going to be one of our best shows ever, or the worst, or somewhere in between. I'm glad you covered all the bases there, man.
Yeah, I've learned about forecasting is you want to leave a big range so your chances of being right are that much
improved. This might be the best, or it might be the worst, or it might be in between.
Yeah.
I like, yeah.
And so we'll see where we stand at the end of the day, at the end of the show. It's you're right. Use this stuff. Get involved. Get active. Get. You know, it's. I told Cal the other day, and I asked him, what about polls? Mm. He said we thought we had it working, and then it disappeared again. So he said, you know, this is something. You know, they changed something on you know, Hive, and now they got to rebuild it all on the back end. And when you want to look at the page views, I mean, one of the ideas with music on Leo is to put polls on the things. They're threads. Yeah, put polls on them.
If you like the song, yeah, right. Yeah.
Then tell everybody, you know, then you can do your little placards, you know, do 50 comments, do 50 threads, and do 50 votes, or, you know, something like that. Do 5 comments, 20 threads, and 50 votes on songs or whatever. I mean, you know, this could be something that people could talk about and go and vote on this. Or, hey, look here, I just threw up a song. You know, what do you think of it? You know, link inside, and then people can click through. That's how you get page views up. And Cal once again mentioned the ad revenue, the advertising platform like Facebook. I'm telling you right now, I don't know a ton about this online marketing, but I do know that a lot of it depends on your traffic and your page views and your activity. And so if they're trying to go out there and sell ads on a site that does 100,000 clicks a month, you're not going to get a whole lot.
Right.
You got it getting 10 million a month, 10 million page views, you're going to get a whole lot more.
Yep. Ask Me Smith wanted me to just go over the 274 post that I did yesterday. So I'll briefly go over it. This is a little, let's say, pillar content of mine, a stock content of mine over probably 15 years plus that I've been teaching the old ClickTrack Profit members about. And people always said that they want to start an online business, that they want to make $100,000. So I always said that you can't make $100,000 until you learn how to make $10,000. And you can't make $10,000 with your online business until you learn how to make $1,000. So instead of putting these big goals, let's break it into daily goals. Go for a daily target that you can reach and then start tiering up. Because once you master one level, you just got a 10x it to get to the next one. So let's look into it. I put that example into Leo. So if you wanted to make 1,000 Leo a day, $1,000, but we'll say Leo, not dollars. We'll do Leo for this example. To get 1,000 Leo a year from your activity, you need to earn 2.74-ish Leo a day. Every single day for a year, 365 days a year. Do the math. It's around 1,000. Okay, cool. That's pretty easy. We saw that today, that anyone can do this. Like, I'm not joking when I'm saying anyone can earn 3 Leo a day. Stupid simple on Threads. But 10x it. Let's say we want to earn 10,000 Leo a year. Okay, well, how do we do that? You know, math, 27.4 Leo a day. So how do you do that? Threads, create content, engage, send some, you know, if you're high power to Leo voter, get some liquid Leo in your pocket every day. Okay, that sounds great. How do you 10x that to get to 100,000 Leo a day? Well, you need 274 Leo a day. Now, obviously, that's a big, big goal, but it is achievable. And I know it is because I'm living it. And how am I doing it? I'm doing exactly what I said. I'm taking part in Threads. I'm engaging. I'm creating my posts on Leo's front end. On top of that, I'm delegating my Hive power to Leo voter, but I'm also dollar cost averaging into Leo each and every day. So if you do the math, I'm right around that mark where I'm going to generate between, now this is given that the price of Leo stays the same, which we're all hoping it doesn't, but if it does, right around 250 to 274 Leo a day. So all you got to do is you got to get to the first level, find out how you did it, and then 10x it. 10x the effort, the stuff you're doing each and every day to get to the next level. And then it's very achievable. Anyone can achieve it. They just need to put the effort in. So that's the gist of 274 a day. Buy my stuff. Thank you for the question. Lisa comes up with, is anybody to the point where they've had to pay taxes on their crypto earnings? I'm curious how to get it accounted for. I'm guessing it might be like other earnings and investments. Here's my advice. Talk to an accountant. Don't ask me. Don't ask Task. Don't ask anyone. Talk to an accountant.
Yeah, plus, the laws are different in every country. In the U.S., if you hold your crypto less than a year, it's earned income. If it's more than a year, then you have capital gains or capital loss. So it's like any other. It's like a stock, the way the IRS treats it.
Yep, absolutely. Boomer Tunes, who is Lisa, just wondering how much time I should wait before I try to repost a thread that I didn't see in the feed, or so I don't get a duplicate post. I haven't seen that. I usually just leave it. If I go back in like 30 minutes and it's not there, it's there on the blockchain. It just might not have caught on Leo. So I haven't seen that since the node got transferred to Leo node. but
no, they're missing they're missing them in the feed.
Okay.
They show up in your profile feed, but they don't show up in the main feed or you know, necessarily in a tag, but they'll show up in your profile feed. Now, I haven't seen any that didn't show up in the profile feed, like you had some on the before,
right,
that were not only not showing up on the site, they weren't even in your profile feed. So that's true. I haven't seen that, but I've seen where they won't show up in the main feed. And again, I think that's just the Hive nodes. I don't know if that's exactly Leo at this point, but who knows? It could be.
Esme Smith wants to stir it up with a little bit of controversy, Task. I hope you're ready for this. Do you think Hive should accept AI art? It is hated among some people who flag. They love the flaggy flags. What's your opinion?
It's like anything else. Who are you catering to? I mean, it's... I think Saturday I posted about 40 blog posts, maybe 50 blog posts. Now, everybody will tell you, you can't post that much. That's overposting. Well, guess what? I declined rewards. And right. I don't think you decline rewards. You decline only Hive. You don't decline Leo. But the AI art, if you're not worried about Leo, or excuse me, if you're not worried about the Hive, who cares who downvotes it? Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're worried about the Hive, you have an issue. But to sit there and say, well, do you think they should accept it? Well, doesn't matter what I think. They're not going to accept it. Who cares? Mm-hmm. The only way to, you know, and the way around it actually is to set up, you know, and I don't know if I do it now. I might wait till VSC is up and running. So you can tokenize the community. But, you know, I might set up an AI art community, set up a token, and then do what you want.
Right.
You know, and anybody has a problem, it's like, you know, whatever. Who cares? It's, you know, it's like nobody said anything to me about Leo Glossary. And as I said, I'm flooding feeds. I mean, I'm flooding the new feeds all over the place. I mean, when you do 50 posts in a day or 40 posts in a day, you're going to flood it. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not going after the rewards. The goal is something different. And this is where people need to start thinking about. And I think Cal was kind of trying to drive that point home on the AMA. Everybody focuses everything on the rewards. And it's like, not that they're not important, not that we don't want them, not that they're good. Yeah, we do want that, but that can't be your sole focus. Yes, I'm a well rewarded author, but I also do 10 times as much where I decline rewards and post stuff on the blockchain. Now, there's an ulterior motive there, obviously, and I'm looking at that from a different perspective. And it's the same thing with art. It's the same thing with images. I had one person who said, how about AI generated copyright free art? I'm like, it's a great idea. Have at it. He said, doing this on Leo. I said, great idea. Have at it. I'm not doing it, but have at it. You know, you could do something with either threads and a tag. You could do something with where each of them's a blog post. Set up an account and knock yourself out. Decline rewards. Yeah. Nobody will say a word and do your thing. You know, I think that's a great idea. Then other people in the community can use that. And, you know, if you start to save it and maybe that type of stuff shows up on Google Images, I mean, all that could help.
She follows that up with another question. What do you guys think of a backup plan if automation starts eating the normal job slowly, which may happen eventually, not just this year? So think of it as a possible scenario happening soon. Oh, I have no doubt in my mind that a lot of these jobs are going to be obsolete in 5 to 10 years from now. If you are not aware of that, and paying attention to it, you're going to get into some doo-doo. So I think you should have backup plans. You should be learning skills. You should be seeing how you can navigate this new stuff that's coming. Am I the most well-versed on this stuff? Absolutely not. I have yet to use AI to this day. I'm sure there's something, like I'm using Canva, but I'm not using the AI side of it. It's not that I don't think it's going to be there. I just, for whatever reason, I haven't used it. That'll bite me in the butt probably in a couple of years. But I do know that a lot of this stuff will be eaten away. A lot of the jobs that we see nowadays will be replaced by AI. And task
is AI and then robotics. It's I think in by the end of this decade, a large portion of jobs we see today are fucked. They're gone. Read my stuff. I mean, I've been writing about this for a year. You're going to start. I did an article, was it this morning or yesterday morning? I forget. On stakeholder capitalism, you're going to hear people start talking about that, and the government needs to do something, tax the robots, UBI, UBS, UB this, all different types of things. And it all boils down to what's going to happen is income is going to be disconnected from labor because the jobs aren't going to be there. And futurists have always claimed, oh, well, technology creates more jobs than it destroys. And first off, I think my point of view is, looking at the labor force participation rate over the last 25 years, which that's not a small sample size, it's down, and it's way down. It's down 10%. And that's a percentage of the working age economy that, so it doesn't matter whether there's more or less working people in that age bracket, it's a percentage. And, you know, it's down over 10%. It's a consistent trend down. You know, we had a big drop with the COVID lockdowns. It's bounced back up since then, but again, it hasn't gotten to where we were in 2019. It's still below that and looking like it may turn over again. So this idea that, we are going to be an economy in the future based upon labor and income from labor, that's got to change. And capital income is always going to be there, or not always, but capital income is not going to be affected, in my opinion, in the near term or medium term. So what replaces it? And my view is really staking income. I mean, people get involved in Web3, people get involved in these public networks, people get involved in these network states that are developing and start staking their stuff. Then you can start that income stream that at some point, hopefully, will replace your labor produced income. And that's simply where I think things are going. And in the last week and a half, I've seen about three things in robotics which I had not really been paying attention to that just blew my mind. And it's like, holy crap. So to think that they're not going to start to put these into production, humanoid robots, in the, I give it about 2 years when you'll start to see them in production. That's the beginning of the end, because, it'll take them a while to scale. Obviously, you're not going to in 2 years have a billion of these things popped out. They got to build the factories, all that crap. But once they start on the production, it's just a matter of scaling. And what happens when you get to the point where maybe not a billion, but they produce 250, 300 million of these?
Right. Skip Vids, Skip the Vids says, guess what? I have a question. Very good. I'm trying to get people into Hive, pushing like to my sister. She asks, what if I want to keep some photos private? I told her you can't. It's a blockchain. But then comes in Taskmaster's idea of NFTs. What if that picture turns into an NFT with some privacy feature? Would that be possible?
Well, first off, to correct you, the pictures are not on a blockchain. The pictures are on a normal
server.
Image server.
Yeah, Hive Images.
Blockchain doesn't handle it. They're embedded from the image server. Don't post it. I mean, honestly, it's like, and I don't know how Instagram works. I guess Instagram maybe has private features.
It's the account. You have to, if you choose who gets to see your photos. So people can't just go to your profile and say, I want to see everything they're posting.
Then that sounds to me like something from that Leica 2 will have to address.
Yeah, Patreon type model or something.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Now, as for the NFTs, I don't know how that would work. I mean, I guess I don't know enough about encryption and encrypting a picture. How do you do that, and where do you store it? I mean, I guess it could be done. Mm-hmm. Maybe tied to your memo key somehow, so we can figure out how to use this memo key. I don't know. I mean, an NFT could be tied to a picture. That's what NFTs are for, but I don't know enough about the encryption process to, can you tie that to the NFT and you need the NFT in your wallet to see it? I guess you could do something like that, and whoever you give permission to, they get the NFT, and I don't know how you would revoke it, but I mean, a lot of that would have to be programmed, I would think, even if the capability did exist on Hive or VSC or wherever. I think that would have to be driven by the app. They'd have to give those permissions and have the ability. You know, the NFT may not even be something that's tradable in terms of, you know, it's actually an untradable token, kind of like resource credits, where right. All of a sudden the app issues out the NFT and you decide who you give the NFT to. And you could give out 100,000 of the NFT, and then you can also pull them back. So if you give the permission to Django today, and then 2 weeks later, Django piss you off, and so you pull the NFT back, you know, yeah, I guess you could do that. And then since it's no longer in his wallet, he no longer has access to it. But at that point, is it even, why even go that route when you could probably just build permissions into the application itself? And maybe Leica 2 needs to think about that.
Paco Beta 365 says, first, thanks for the opportunity. I would like to know if there's any platform in the Hive system that can be used to buy and sell any service. So like a Fiverr. Well, there was on the previous blockchain. I don't think there's anything created yet on Hive, which is an opportunity for any savvy entrepreneur that wants to get out there and get creative. Just saying. Today, someone shared something with me. There was a creator that does everyone's usernames in a little cartoony font, and he does them for free. I don't know if it's a he or she, but they do them for free. And he said he would do it, just send him a little tip. So he did my little logo, my little name, my username, and I sent him 2 HBD just as a tip, saying thanks. So there's a market for it. Definitely. I would love to hire audio engineers, voiceover professionals, graphic designers. I would do that on Hive in a heartbeat. Easy peasy stuff. So someone just needs to be savvy and create it. Wealth West has a question for Taskmaster specifically, because it's got to do with the price of Bitcoin and Hive, Task.
Green Bitcoin candles, we love them. We Cryptomaniac is green candle all the time, people.
Green candle gang. Gang. Yeah,
we're gang green.
Gang green.
Not the Jets variety, more like the disease.
So he wants to know, Bitcoin's gone as high as 47K. Hive has been 32 cents. Remains pretty much the same. It's got me thinking, would a bull market actually moon Hive as it is? I think there's powers that be that will never let Hive moon the way it is. I think you have a bigger chance. This is why the flippening, I think, Leo, short term, will be the winner, I think, short term, with more potential to grow. I think Hive... I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, obviously, but I think Hive has got a lot of haters in pretty high places, aka the people that run those exchanges. So I think Hive is an uphill battle. We need these decentralized exchanges. That's what we need to see Hive moon per se without the, I don't know. Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot. Don't listen. I don't know.
I mean, it's the, you know, the idea that Hive's going to suddenly, I've said it all along. You don't want to moon because that's hype. That means you moon and you crash. Hive's going to go based upon, and I'll use a term, and I really shudder to say it, fundamentals. Hive's going to be based on utility. It's going to be based on need. It's going to be based on building things out and the need for resource credits. That's what it's going to come down to. And, you know, that's really what's going to make Hive valuable. What drives that? Well, there's, you know, a lot of irons in the fire, in my opinion. So I don't know which one it'll be. But, you know, the other thing is Hive also has the advantage where we can take our value and spread it over two coins. So if there's a need for a hell of a lot more HBD, as an example, there's only one way to create a hell of a lot more HBD, and that's to convert Hive. So... Yeah.
Here's a fun question from Mandarzino. If you look into your crystal balls.
They're not crystal, but anyway.
Yeah. More like a marble. What features do you want to see launched on InLeo in 2024? Stability, number one. I don't want new features. I want it to work flawlessly and continue to work flawlessly. But if I wanted one thing, and I mentioned it today, all the bells and whistles, everyone wants the AI and the Evergreen and this, that. What I would love is for when you do hover over someone's name, I want it to capture what you hold completely. If you hover over someone's name in Leo right now, all you get is the stuff that you have staked that isn't delegated. So if you go to some whales accounts, they have all of their Leo delegated to another account. It shows them as a newborn cub. I would love, and this is the gamify everything model that I absolutely love. I would love to be able to see a play, and you can't even find this on Hive as a whole. You have to smorgasbord it to find who's the top token holders for a layer two token. You got to go through Hive stats. You got to go through Peak D. You got to go through Leo. You got to go through Hive Engine. You got to go through all of these different. I just would love Leo to just have it that if I find my wallet, I can see how much I have staked without it taking away delegated stake. That's what I would like. Not a very sexy feature, I know, but I would like it. What about you, Task? If you could have one feature in your crystal ball for Leo.
It's right now, I want polls. I want polls on Threads. I want polls on blogs, but that's going to require a lot. It's... You need more features because we're lagging severely. Stability is obviously the first thing, but I think, you know, it looks like Leo node worked on that. You know, I mean, I'm still waiting for Leo Glossary to be integrated into the front end. So there's, you know, but there was so much time spent on the instability stuff, and you know, now
that takes time, right?
I mean, Cal said 25% of his time's on the feedback tag, and I believe it. And you know, now it's not so much stability per se, it's bugs, but that's part of the par for the course. That's part of the game, and that'll always be part of the game. And so, you know, he has to keep going through and updating and fixing bugs and adding and. Over time, it makes a huge difference. But, you know, again, I think this is getting to the wrong focus. It's, well, what can the platform do for me and not what can I do for the platform? It's like you can still thread. You can still comment. You can still blog post. You can still engage, you know. And they were talking on the AMA about more users. To me, that's still the missed focus. You got to get more out of the users here. If the people here aren't engaging, new people aren't going to come in and engage. They're going to come in and leave. And that's what they do.
This is product of your product that we talk about every single week. Like, you have to use this stuff.
Well, again, I mean, 400 or some almost 400 was the top threader. There are probably a couple dozen people from Hive who have more than that on Twitter in the last 7 days. Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show. It's when are people on Leo going to step up? Seriously, when are you going to step up and, you know, whatever you're doing? And I've seen people say, oh, I you know, during the Zili, oh, I got to get my 10 threads in. 10? Jesus. You know, that's a 3-minute conversation with another person. You can go back and forth. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what's baffling to me. It's like, you know, everybody talks. They want this. They want that. They want this. They want that. And you look at the total activity, and it's like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I mean, where I don't know if Simple Analytics has been screwing up, but we're not even hitting 10,000 page views. What does that tell you? How are the Leo community? Leo community, shit. 10,000 page views? You can't even hit that? I mean, that's the problem. People need to step up. You know, we need, like you said, 50 people between 400 threads in a week. And then, you know, you get some super users, some wackos like me and Sadkree who, you know, then just go over the top. But, you know, what are you really doing?
Well, this is what we're really doing. You and I are planning this because Andresino wants to know the biggest question. When are we going to launch our How to Be Successful on Hive course? He's been waiting ages to learn all of our secrets and how he can be lucky in the future.
We wrote it. We got it all in PDF form. We got the website set up. We just can't agree on a price. For 4 months, we've been fighting about the price. And
yeah, he wants 49. I want 47. And we're fighting over $2.
We're fighting it, you know. It's like, I'm not going to let John be right, and he's not going to let me be right. And fuck that meeting in the middle shit. We're not half-assers. Yeah. So,
Other than this is, you know, he follows that up with, which projects on Hive do you see the potential just from looking at the people running it? Obviously, the How to Be Successful on Hive with John Go and Task. I mean, that's go all in on us, guys. Like, come on. I mean, you know, not if. Obviously Leo. I mean, that's, you know, I think Leo is the de facto answer for me and Task. Task is pretty focused. I think his bubble is Leo and Speak Network and stuff like that. Obviously for me, Holozing, simply because of who's behind it. And Acid is very invested in this blockchain, extremely invested in this blockchain. And from all accounts, everything that I'm reading about it, all of the artwork is fantastic. All of the plans for it, the white paper, all of that stuff. But again, it comes down to exactly what you asked, Andresino, is who's behind it. And the team running Holozing, Acid, is extremely invested in Hive, and that is the biggest X factor for me. So,
well, I would also add to that, I'm not taking away, when you look at these teams or when you look at who's behind something, you can have a great dev behind it, and that thing's not going anywhere. Because that person's a great dev and that's it.
Right.
They don't know much else. And so you really need to have you need to have business sense behind it. Whoever brings that to the table, whether it's the people with the technical skills, whether it's people with marketing skills, whether it's people with entrepreneurial skills, whatever. But somebody has to start thinking with a business mindset and a business building mindset. And so if you're going to look at Hive projects, that's what I would say is who has the ability to show that they are entering the business realm and who has a team that operates like a bunch of entrepreneurs, like a company that can cover the basis. Because, you know, if you got a dev who creates the best game in the world, gets the best app in the world, creates the best whatever in the world, platform in the world, but they really don't have any other skills and they just build stuff and it's like, build it and that will come. Well, you're probably, that's not going to go anywhere. you know, if you have a business person, but he or she doesn't really have many skills outside of just conceptual, that's probably not going anywhere. So you need this well-rounded stuff, and that's what I would look for. And I would look for people who, you know, and again, then you look for the simple stuff, the roadmap. Is there a roadmap? Is there any indication these people have thought more than 3 minutes ahead? Are they just looking, oh, we need to raise money with our token? You know, if you take the token out of it, are they building a platform, a game, an application that anybody will fucking use? I mean, Simple Game talks about it. He's like, I don't give a crap about tokenomics. If the game sucks, the game sucks. And he's right. If the game sucks, people aren't going to play it. I don't care what type of tokenomics you have. They're not going to play it. So these are things. And then you get into the nuances where gaming is a lot different than a social media platform. Gaming is a lot different than the financial arena. So then you really have to go back to what Django was saying. Not only who is behind it in terms of their relationship to Hive, their commitment, all that other stuff. What's their area of expertise in this particular realm? And, You know, he mentioned Hollows Inc., you know, gaming. You know, it's like, I don't care if you have tremendous experience in, you know, rebuilding classic cars. If you're in the gaming world, that doesn't do you much good. And So it's having that ability to excel in that particular area, too.
Wrapping up here, we got a couple more questions, but we'll get through these because I want to get to your guys's questions, but you guys showed up today. Wow. There's like quite a few. We're combating with the AMA for questions. No, we're not, but we're close. I'm saying that in my own mind to give me ego. John Timms wants to know, when do you think the Tesla bots will start actually doing the actual work in the Tesla factories task? This year, next year, 2 years?
I wouldn't be surprised if they do get some stuff on the floor now, this year in 2024. As I said, I don't see any of, and it could change. I mean, I was shocked with what I saw in the last few weeks out of the robotics industry, but I don't see production for, you know, 2 years from any of these companies. I don't think they're going to go into production on version 1 or version 2, not large scale production, because they still need to work on the actuators. They still need to work on a lot of different things. Although they're getting rather impressive with their ability to walk and balance and things of that nature. But as for Tesla and Optimus, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some actually working in the factories, probably Austin, where the most of the engineers are this year. I'm not saying it's going to be large scale. It's probably going to be in fenced in areas. It's going to be, you know, very rudimentary. But see, here's the thing about robotics that people need to understand. If Django has a company and he invites and I he hires me and I go and I train in his company to do a job and I leave, and somebody else comes in, that person is starting from scratch. They're starting from zero. Well, if you have a bot and the bot learns the job and becomes proficient at the job, and then the bot blows up, you put a new bot in there, the bot knows exactly what the previous bot knew because you simply just upload the software to it. And so this is the thing about the scaling of bots. If you have 100 bots out there, each of them learning a different task, you then have a system that knows 100 tasks and you just update the software on all the bots and they know all 100 tasks. So that's really the major difference in terms of them versus humans and the scalability. But then again, you know, if you're still, there was one company, I forget, and you know, their bot was able, the video, I wrote an article yesterday, the bot was able to make coffee, you know, run a Keurig machine. And it was just rather basic, but from what the AI people who know a hell of a lot more than me are saying is that that's a pretty good first step. You know, now granted, they have to teach the software, you know, 10,000 other things, but that's how they do it. You know, every bot that company builds will know how to run a Keurig machine, because one bot knows it. So this is where, going back to Esme's question, it's going to be sooner than people think. I think, and my view is it's not so much AI. I mean, AI, yeah, that's incredible too. But I think it's more the robotics. And the robotics are getting to the point where they can do some basic stuff. And now with the ability to learn from video and stuff like that, I think the bot that trained the Keurig machine, they said it took them 10 hours of training. And that sounds like a long time, but you train 100 bots for 10 hours. It's not, you know, on 100 different things, you divide that out. It's, you know, 1/10 of an hour, it's 6 minutes for each task that they effectively spent. So, you know, these are things that have people very excited, and then these are things that have people very scared. So, you know, I think Tesla will have Optimus in production. You know, they will start production lines, my guess is, in 2 years.
Couple more here, and then we'll wrap up. I got Andresino wants to know, whatever happened to DTube? No idea.
I guess it's still around, is it? Or is it gone? I have no idea.
That was like a revolution. Like, we're going to leave Hive, but we're still going to use Hive. Yeah. And that didn't work out, I don't think.
No.
So, yeah. The three-speak way of doing it seemed to work out. Go all in on Hive. Esme Smith has this question here, and I wanted to hit on this because this is something we used to talk about a lot on the platform. We don't all the time now because we're so concentrated on what you should be doing. But this is what she said. When building your account on Hive and now Leo, what are some things which you think people should not do to save and speed up time for their adventures here on the blockchain? What would you say to that?
Well, self-voting is one. Leaving shit comments, you know, nice post, thank you so much. That doesn't get you very far. Shit posting, you know, with Threads, you know, obviously microblogging is shit posting. I mean, who writes Pulitzer Prizes when in blog Threads? You know, microblogs, but shit posting, you know, begging for votes, that type of thing. That's just a great way to basically to show yourself undedicated. Anything that you do that does not show dedication should not be done. And that's what I would suggest anybody know. Just show your dedication, show your support, show your loyalty. Treat this as if you just found, you know, treat it like a fragile baby, you know, cup it in your hands or something, a little chicken or something like that. I mean, something that's very fragile because your reputation is fragile, and it's very easy to destroy it. So, you know, don't focus solely on rewards. Focus on getting active, contributing, growing, help grow the platform, help to grow the ecosystem, help to grow things wherever you're focusing your efforts. And, you know, Esme, I couldn't tell you a single thing that he or she wrote. I have no idea. But I don't know how many upvotes I've given on his or her threads. Every day I'm upvoting Esme. Esme's there every single day. So, you know, that's what it is. And then the other thing, this isn't not to do, this is what you need to do, but I can't help but going back. Volunteer for stuff. There's so many people need man or woman power. They need help. Get involved. Step up. Because you never know where a project will go. You never know what's going to be incorporated into a Leo or down the road in terms of monetization, tokenization. Who the hell knows? We don't know.
Yeah, I think what you said is fantastic too. It is a mindset, and it's personally, stop looking at the price of this every single day. You're gonna go crazy, and at the end of the day, you have no control over it. Like you said, worry about what you can control, and you can control your own effort. So that kind of goes back to what you can do. but I think it stems from what you shouldn't be doing, and that is refreshing the Green Candle Gang. Just
that and that and your votes. I mean, when I told you probably 2 years ago, I have no idea who votes for me. You were shocked. It's like, I have no clue. I still have no fucking clue. I don't look. I have no idea. Yeah. Because like you said, I can't control it anyway. I mean, the votes are given or the votes are not given. I don't know. So I don't even, I mean, you can't fret about it. You can't, I mean, I just, right? I comment. I mean, I had no idea that Cal was going through. I didn't spend a lot of time in the AMA threadcast, but I did post a little thing. I can't tell you if he voted my stuff or not. Don't really care. I mean, if he did, he did. If he didn't, he didn't. You know, it's just, if you focus solely on the money,
you're going to get disappointed.
Exactly. You're going to either, you're either going to leave pissed off or just be miserable, because these are things you can't control. So when Brando gets excited, now those 375 threads, that had a payment to it, because he got rewarded for that in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
But he didn't sit there talking about the money he made off those 375 threads, because like Django said, you can't figure it out if you tried. Yeah. But good luck trying to find it. But it doesn't matter. I mean, he put 375 threads up. Now, my challenge to him is go for 450, go for 475 next week. But because he was active, he got rewarded.
Exactly.
I know, because I've upvoted a lot of his stuff. I'm sure Django is. You don't make 375 threads in a week without somebody seeing. I'm sure he's gotten Cal upvotes, one alpha. If you're around, you are going to get upvoted, especially on threads. So just do it. Get involved. You know, the don'ts are a little less important, I think, Django, and maybe you'll disagree with me. I don't know. But with like a Leo, with the communities, some of the don'ts that I would have said before are less pertinent on a Leo than they are like on a PD or a Hive blog when dealing with Hive. Would you agree with that or no? Would you disagree with that?
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I mean, I think it's... Leo's a little different than Hive in the fact that I've been on Hive for 6 years now, and I've been on Leo since day one. And the general feeling I have experienced on Leo is the major stakeholders in Leo really want the community to thrive. What I've, and this is a generalization, it's not gospel, it's just what I've noticed. On Hive, everyone's protecting the rewards pool. It's like, if you abuse the rewards pool, you are the spawn of Satan. Meanwhile, on Leo, to me, it's like, if you're adding value, rewards pool be damned. We're going to upvote you because you're adding value. And kind of going back to your point about if you have 10% growth and an inflation of 4%, it doesn't matter about the inflation. You're growing by 10% every year. So my general feeling is if you're adding value to Leo, you're going to get rewarded. So you don't even need to look at what you're getting. Just show up and put in the value. It'll take care of itself.
Yeah. Here's another question for you, Django. I theorized some time back, and I really don't know how this is going to play out, so I want to see what your thoughts are. I theorized some time back that the big day would be that first payout from the ad revenue, that would send off a lot of FOMO. I'm not sure that's the case anymore. Do you think that is the case, or do you think it's not the case? What are your views on that?
It's like, this is the problem is, if Hive and Leo have become stable coins, like they don't have like what the traders call price action. There's no huge swings. I mean, if Leo was climbing up and you saw it, and then all of a sudden people start getting these rewards from creating, there's going to be more excitement, let's say. And this is just a trading thing, right? Like people, they
You know, we have a huge amount of Leo staked as a percentage of the whole. Now, once that 35,000 or whatever sitting in the account gets distributed in the ad revenue, whenever it does, it was supposed to be the first, but whenever they get the new node up and running on the Hive Engine node, once those go out, do you think that will kick off? And Cal alluded to it. He didn't talk about the I want more Leo. He talked about it in terms of the activity. It's kind of the same thing. Do you think it will kick off this? Oh my God, there's payout for staking Leo, or do you think it's to the point now where it's so watered down? It's like, nah, we've heard about it so long. It's been promised. And
I think that's the problem when you release news and it doesn't come out right away. People just, it's like the boy who cried wolf type thing, right?
Yeah.
Finally, the wolf is here and no one runs to it. Yeah. But let's be brutally honest about crypto. People don't give a rat's behind about development. They say they do, but they don't care. All they care about is the green gang, the green candle gang. That's all they care about. And if someone's telling you otherwise, they're lying to you. All crypto people care about is, did my crypto go up? Because I saw it all on Threads. Every time there was a dip in Hive, always, oh, it's a great time to buy the dip. You go look at their accounts, no one buys it. But everyone says, oh, it's a great time to buy the dip. No one buys the dip. This is what you got to remember, folks. This is a decentralized blockchain. We can see your accounts. So when you're out there telling people you're buying the dip and you're not, oh, I have another account. No, you don't. Maybe you do, but you don't. You have one account and you're just telling people you're buying the dip because that's what all of the green candle gang people say. Oh, there's a dip. I'm going to buy the dip. Oh, I hate crypto. I hate crypto, Task. I hate it. I can't stand it. Thank you. Cryptomaniacs, it should be just called the maniacs going forward because I hate crypto. It's such a bunch of hypocrites, every single one of them. Thank you.
I tell you, you were wrong if you were wrong, but you're not wrong. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's the total hypocrisy of it, and it's on Leo. I'm calling out Leo now. Fuck crypto. Let's call out Leo. There's a bunch of hypocrites on Leo.
Oh, you know, for sure.
They just show up and it's like, you know, the nodes are broken. So shut up and fix them. Oh, I don't have technical ability. Then shut the hell up.
Yeah. Hive is dipping. I'm going to buy the dip. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Yeah. And then you talk about Bitcoin all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I care about Web3, but I'm going to use Twitter all day. Yeah. You're hypocrites, all of you. Well,
to be fair, the Leo people aren't on Twitter all day. That's
no, Leo people. I'm not talking that. I'm just talking about the old. Everybody in crypto screams about Web3, but doesn't use it.
They're screaming it on Web2. You know, they're on YouTube. They're on Twitter.
This is going to be uploaded to 3Speak. You can write this down. Quote me on this. Every single person in crypto cares about green candles. That's it. They don't care about decentralization. They don't care about Web3. They don't care about being products of their product. They don't care about any of the stuff that this stuff was supposed to represent. They care about Moon. That's it. And if they're telling you otherwise, they're lying.
We started on the Bitcoin ETF. Wait till you see if this gets approved tomorrow, how the Bitcoin maxis will be coming in their pants. They will be so happy. Which, isn't it ironic that Bitcoin was brought out supposedly in response to Wall Street and the bankers' activity? And now these people are cheering and hoping that we get approved by a government regulator.
Wall Street
can take over the can take custody of the coins that have a fixed amount, and we think it's a good thing. These people are fucking morons.
I hate crypto. It's like why I hate trucking. It's not because of the product. It's because of the people that are in it. It So thanks for coming to the Cryptomaniacs podcast, folks. People are losing. People are just laughing their heads off in the threadcast at me. They're like, Chaco's blowing a lid. It's like, no, I'm just, it's, you got to call it out, folks. You got to call the hypocrisy of this industry out. And everyone talks about they want this, that, and just what Taz said. Everyone, the whole reason Bitcoin existed was to get away from the banks and Wall Street and all this. And what are we doing? Oh, Mr. Banker, please accept us. Come on. Yep. Because all they care about is the green candles. Because if that happens and it gets adopted by Wall Street, green candle to the moon, 100K Bitcoin, folks. Come
well,
on.
Well, it was like with El Salvador. And the Bitcoin maxis were cheering. And it's like, so you think it's a good thing that the government forces people to use it and forces Bitcoin by law, by decree, as legal tender?
Hypocrites.
Yeah.
A brood of vipers. Anyways. Guys, so here we go. Tomorrow I've got the Leo Live show, the La Olive show. La Olive, that's the tagline. Because, you know, I pick great names. John Golson. Leo Live at noon Eastern. We're going to have some fun actually using this stuff, folks. This is what we do here. We actually use this stuff, heaven forbid.
And then maybe John Go will have settled down by then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But John Go, noon tomorrow, what's that in my time zone?
Oh, yes. I will tell you, google.com.
What's that? Never heard of it.
Right. Yeah. And then we'll be back on Thursday for the crypto bunny ears maniacs with more news about the ETF, because you know that's going to be what everyone cares about. Not let's talk about decentralization, let's use this, let's actually change the world. No, let's just go and kiss Big Daddy's butt. We love them bankers, baby. Anyways. Toodles. Thanks for coming.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Cryptomaniacs podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to hanging out with you again next week.